Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, President Biden has announced new sanctions against Russia and said more could be on the way.
As Russia contemplates its next move, we have our next move prepared as well. Russia will pay an even steeper price if it continues its aggression, including additional sanctions.
For more, we're joined now by NPR's national security correspondent, Greg Myrie. Greg, we heard President Biden call Russia's actions the beginning of an invasion, and that apparently has triggered the sanctions he announced just a short time ago. What is he doing to retaliate against President Putin's aggression in Ukraine?
Right. He announced a number of sanctions on two Russian banks, not the biggest banks. One is a development bank. The other is a military bank. Also said Russia can't get financing for its debt in the West. So these are real things. They're probably not going to make Vladimir Putin upend any plans he might have. But I think it's important to see this in the context of a series of sanctions that could come from the U.S., from Europe, all designed to ratchet up the pressure on Russia and hopefully force Putin to recalculate his thinking. But it's clear the U.S. wasn't ready to pour out all its potential sanctions at once.
I want to ask you about other potential sanctions in a second. But first, the condemnation has already been coming in from Western Europe. The U.K. announced sanctions. Germany said it would not turn on Nord Stream 2, the natural gas pipeline from Russia. How has Russia responded to the actions?
Well, it's saying, portraying itself as a victim. It keeps saying that it was threatened by Ukraine. It's had to civilians in eastern Ukraine have had to evacuate into Russia. Russia has claimed there was Ukrainians were carrying out genocide, all with no proof or no evidence. But again, trying to create the narrative that Russia is the victim, that this is all part of a plan to punish Russia and threaten its security. That's been the Russian response. They haven't backed off. Again, they've said both the President Putin and the parliament have authorized the use of Russian troops in the separatist region in eastern Ukraine.
And I know Vladimir Putin is saying at least that he didn't watch President Biden's comments. Biden says there are other sanctions that he's holding back on. Do the U.S. and its allies have many additional economic levers at their disposal if Russian hostilities increase?
Oh, they certainly do. And again, I think this is an effort to roll them out in stages and not do them all at once. Again, the sort of nuclear option would be to cut Russia off from international banking, the so-called SWIFT sanctions. But that doesn't seem to be on the table right now. It seems that there's going to be this measured increase in sanctions. Russia is looking at operating its military in the eastern Ukraine, in the separatist area. But these additional sanctions could come into play if Russia goes deeper inside Ukraine. President Biden said all the indications are that Russia is prepared to do that. He wouldn't be surprised. He hopes he's wrong. But these additional levers could be put into place. But again, there's just the question of whether any level of sanctions, even a complete divorce and refusal to cooperate with Russia, would change President Putin's plan. The hope is it will. It's not clear if it would.
So the question is diplomacy even on the table anymore? Because the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, was planning to meet later this week with his counterpart in Russia as a prelude to a potential meeting between Vladimir Putin and Joe Biden. Could that even happen?
Well, President Biden said the U.S. is still open to diplomacy, but then he was quick to add if Russia is serious. So he certainly seemed to be injecting some skepticism as to whether Russia is even open to serious talks. And again, it will probably depend on what we see on the ground in Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken had sort of tentatively planned to meet with his Russian counterpart on Thursday. They hadn't finalized that meeting, and we're also not hearing that it's called off. So it seems to be in a little bit of limbo, and I expect the events on the ground in the next day or two will dictate whether there is a diplomatic meeting.
We will talk to you again. Thank you, NPR National Security Correspondent Greg Myrie. Thanks, Greg.
My pleasure.